As we celebrate the Feast of All Saints today, we give thanks for all the saints that God has inspired throughout the history of the church, for all the ways in which they provide us with an example of good and godly living, and for the ways in which our lives, as the saints of today, are bound up with theirs in the mysterious reality that we call the communion of the saints. In today's collect, we ask God that God would grant us grace so to follow His blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, so that we may come to those ineffable joys which God has prepared for those who unfeignedly follow Him, who unfeignedly love Him. We here in this room are a vibrant and irreplaceable part of that holy fabric. And today we celebrate our place within that blessed garment that we know as the communion of the saints. That is us. When I look around at this church, I see many powerful witnesses to the life-changing love of Jesus Christ. I see models of compassion. I see folks who demonstrate for us what lifelong faithfulness to God's holy church looks like. I see folks who over and over again chose love over hate, compassion over coldness, who chose faith over despair. Folks who did all of these things when the world around us was offering very different judgments. Folks who gathered here because they wanted to show the world that there was a different way. A different way to love, a different way to worship, a different way to care for those in need. In the gospel lesson for today, we hear Jesus provide the disciples with a brief description of what it means to follow Him and to live by the love ethic that He exemplifies in His own life. So Jesus says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes your coat, give your shirt as well. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. More than any other person, Jesus exemplifies this ethic of love, and we see this most strikingly in His refusal to respond with violence and hatred to the violence and hatred directed at Him by the crowds and the political and religious authorities of His day. A refusal that accepted the cross as it rejected the sword. And so Jesus poured out His life as a love offering on behalf of all the world, despite the world's violent rejection of Him. As His followers, Jesus calls us to follow in His footsteps. But this love ethic that Jesus commands is difficult, to say the least. It is one thing for the Son of God to be able to live out such a demanding ethic in His life, but what about us as mere creatures of God? And that is where the stories of the saints come in. Beginning with the accounts of the apostles in the New Testament and in the histories of the early church and continuing through the lives of the saints today, the stories of the saints demonstrate that through the power of the Holy Spirit, ordinary people have done and are doing extraordinary things in service to God's kingdom. We see this in the stories of the first disciples, fishermen, tax collector, and other men and women who have done little, if anything, to distinguish themselves prior to being called to follow Jesus. We can see in their stories as they travel far and wide to spread the good news, and as almost all of them faced martyrdom. And we can see it in the stories of the saints throughout the centuries. And like the Ephesians, who are commended for their love toward the saints, one sign of our faith in Christ is our love toward all the saints. So we must continuously seek to celebrate the saints of the past and the saints today in our common life, to learn their stories and to find inspiration in their faithfulness. As I referenced earlier, we also celebrate a deeper mystery today, the mystery that is referenced in the Collect, that our God has knit us and all the saints throughout time together in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of God's Son, Christ our Lord. In a few moments, we will stand together for the baptismal covenant. This Sunday, we renew our baptismal vows, and remembering our own baptisms, we will responsively say together the Apostles' Creed. And in doing so, we will reaffirm our belief in the communion of the saints. And that belief is our belief that each of us who has been baptized by water and the Holy Spirit has been mysteriously and mystically bound up into a common body, Christ's body, the church, the very body of Christ that has existed and continues to exist across time and space over 2 millennia. The very body of Christ that has existed in its own unique, particular form at this corner of Markley and Maine in the west end of Greenville, South Carolina, for over a century. And as members of the body of Christ in this place, as the saints who are now gathered here at St. Andrew's in this time, our primary job is not to make sure that the church, or for that matter, this particular church, survives. Because that task is bigger than us. But rather, our primary job at this place in this time is to make sure that the gospel is proclaimed. That this love ethic that Jesus describes to his disciples is lived out so that the world can know, that the world can see what it means to follow Jesus. And that is exactly what is happening when we live the lives of the saints here and now in this place. Now, as I mentioned earlier, today at both of our Masses, we are handing out pledge cards for our annual pledge campaign. And tomorrow we will mail them out to all of the saints who didn't make it to church today. And just as I said last year when we did this, I want to make it clear that we are not begging folks to help us keep the lights on when we give you a pledge card. Though, as I've admitted before, it does help to have lights to be able to see the saints around you. But instead, we are inviting you to place your worldly gifts in service to this community of saints to which you belong, in service to this irreplaceable part of God's holy fabric that binds together all the saints across all time and space throughout history. when we invite you to help us plan financially for our common future, we are giving you the opportunity to let go of some of what you have, to sacrifice some significant part of what you will receive so that you can continue to share in sustaining and elevating something more beautiful than any one of us saints could do on our own. And what we do here at St. Andrew's is to help the world to see how God is making all things new. To help the world to see what it looks like when a community of people loves their enemies, offers their coats to those who need them, gives to those who are without, does to others as we would have them do to us. And I have no doubt that through our common giving of our many, many gifts, we will continue to play our unique and irreplaceable role in sharing God's glorious vision for His creation as it continues to be revealed through the communion of the saints gathering at the corner of Markley and Main.